This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Gallatin County District Court judge has blocked two laws passed by the 2023 Montana legislature to promote housing affordability by forcing cities to permit denser development in existing neighborhoods. The December 29th court order by Judge Mike Salvagni prevented two laws from taking effect as scheduled on January 1st, while litigation of a legal challenge filed by a Bozeman-based homeowners group last month proceeds. The ruling is a preliminary injunction that blocks the laws from taking effect while the full case is litigated, and indicates that the judge believes the plaintiffs have a decent chance of winning their case, but it does not represent a final decision. The court order does not affect two other laws that are also challenged by the same lawsuit, including one that broadly reworks the state's land use planning statutes in an effort to focus resident input on high-level planning discussions and make it harder for not-in-my-backyard or NIMBY-style opposition to derail projects that comply with existing growth plans. The two blocked laws would require cities with 5,000 residents or more to allow duplex housing on any home lot, and the other would require cities to adopt regulations allowing more construction of accessory dwelling units or secondary housing structures that share parcels with original larger homes. For now, the new Montana Land Use Planning Act, a broader land use planning framework, is in effect. That act requires cities of 7,000 residents or more to allow apartment-style housing in most areas zoned as commercial. All four laws passed last year's legislature with bipartisan support. Judge Salvagni wrote that the legislature had not effectively coordinated the different bills, resulting in contradictions in the resulting laws. For instance, the Land Use Planning Act lays out a menu of possible housing strategies for towns and cities that include changing zoning rules so duplexes can be built on lots previously reserved for single-family homes. But a different law independently mandates that change, and the two bills define duplex in different ways. The judge also signaled agreement with the plaintiff's argument that the new laws unfairly funnel new development into neighborhoods that are not subject to density-limiting homeowners association covenants. Judge Salvagni said in his court order blocking the laws that it appears that the disparity in treatment between those protected by restrictive covenants and those not so protected, and the chaotic, uncoordinated, and arbitrary applicability requirements in these various new laws are so arbitrary and capricious, and so unrelated to a legitimate governmental purpose that they likely constitute a denial of plaintiffs' rights to due process of law. The lawsuit challenging the four new laws was brought by a homeowners group called Montanans Against Irresponsible Densification, or MAID, that describes itself as a group of members who live in neighborhoods characterized by single-family homes, attractive, well-maintained yards, and quiet streets. The group is represented by prominent Bozeman attorney Jim Getz. With several recent high-profile volcanic eruptions from Hawaii to Iceland to Indonesia, geothermal activity has been making headlines as of late. A recent study out of Canada's McGill University is offering insight into how trees could be used to better predict volcanic eruptions. Carbon dioxide increases in the atmosphere prior to a volcanic eruption, but it's been difficult to measure that increase via traditional methods. Researchers have tracked the health of trees in Yellowstone National Park, known for its thermal basins, to measure carbon dioxide sequestered or naturally stored in the trees. Researchers say, "We use plants as a proxy because they use carbon dioxide and water for photosynthesis, so if plants receive these extra gases from the volcano, it should improve plant health." Sure enough, the geologists found signs of increased health among trees near Yellowstone's thermal basins, indicating that their hypothesis was correct. Scientists can use the information to compare tree and forest health and plant and rangeland health to help indicate whether volcanoes are more active and perhaps predict eruptions. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.